Exhausted from back-to-back missions, I sat on an Alliance of Planets storage crate, sipping an oversized mug of fleet coffee and listening to my combat technician, Katrina Snow, complain. In a world where soldiers did little else, the woman was a master. She barely paused as she braided her waist-length hair into a rope that could knock a man out. "My name has nothing to do with this." She tugged at one of three thick gatherings of hair, then continued weaving them together. "Snow is white. My hair isn't white, Breaker. Back me up on this. It's more like platinum." I spread my hands. "If you say so." She finished the braid, then threw a punch without a pause. I leaned back and barely deflected the savage attack that, despite my best efforts, brushed my chin. "Whoa, don't knock me out. We have work to do." She raised one eyebrow. "Seriously?" I gazed around the empty bay. The APF Long Reach was the smallest warship I'd served on. Everything was battened down and scrubbed clean. I couldn't imagine a speck of dust or disorder surviving anywhere in view. We all loved her, even my squad mates, who were overdue to return from a joint mission. No plan would survive contact with the enemy, I understood this, but if they weren't back in a few hours, I would send an inquiry up to Fleet Command. I might even shoot a note to General Morales. "There's nothing happening here," she said. "Tomorrow will be more of the same if the rest of the squad doesn't get back. Assuming they do, we'll help them clean up like always, even though they do a poor job returning the favor."
"You're in rare form," I said. "Which side of the bunk did you roll out of this morning?"
She crossed her arms and leaned against a stack of metal crates. "I'm bored." Hamster, Jack David, and Light Source had been deployed to retake the APF Adventure, a battleship large enough to go its own way, which unfortunately was exactly what her captain wanted. The Alliance of Planets didn't send transit fleets from one galaxy to the next, with the idea they would separate to chase after personal side quests. There must always be order, discipline, and dedication to a common cause. On a more practical level, every sane human in the fleet understood it was better to stick together and share resources, skill sets, and all the other things during the long years of this voyage.
"We could have gone with Hamster and the others, left fleet infantry to protect the Long Reach by themselves," I said, fully aware that most of their numbers had also joined the task force.
Dozens of partial strength breaker squads had been aggregated into a boarding platoon. Our ship infantry had gone with them as well. No ship could turn away that particular spearhead. They would board the Alliance of Planets fleet Adventure with or without compliance from that unfortunate ship's captain. And then things would get ugly. My cup was nearly empty, so I refilled it from the deck steward station and returned to my chair. Steam curled upward. I sipped slowly and checked the time on my wrist screen. Snow shook her head.
3 back-to-back missions is more than enough for you. I could handle it, but you're soft. Wouldn't want you to miss morning coffee in your news viewer. We all know you can't read. Doesn't matter how many articles you can quote from memory. We're not fooled.
I grabbed her in a side hug and pulled her off balance.
You know you love me.
True. Let me show you how much by breaking your arm.
I pulled back and laughed. She was an attractive woman, no matter how she wore her hair or how much blood and grease streaked her face. But we weren't right for each other. She was like my annoying little sister who saved my ass in nearly every battle. Breaker rigs were large, powerful, complicated war machines that required 2 people to operate, one piloting and one doing everything else. Specialist Katrina Snow was a master mechanic, extravehicular navigation expert, and unmatched combat controller. She could lock in comm channels with ease, review multiple screens of live video and battle statistics, and tell me where to go next. When the chips were down, she could fight as good as anyone in the fleet infantry. And that was saying something.